After 42 years in operation, the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant shut down for good in 2014. Until recently, it looked like the facility and all its radioactive waste might be there for another 60 years. However, a New York company says it's prepared to complete the task in about a decade. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, nuclear watchdogs are skeptical.
An announcement arrived on November 8th in the form of a press release from Entergy Nuclear Vermont Yankee, the company that owns the Vernon plant. The company had entered into an agreement to sell the nuclear facility to a firm called North Star Group Services, and the news was significant. Entergy had previously said that it might not decommission the plant until 2075. North Star says it'll be done with the job by 2030.
Well, don't get me wrong. I would like to know that there's a wholly competent dream team that's, you know, coming to the rescue here in Vermont.
That's Chris Williams, an organizer at Citizens Awareness Network.
Before we celebrate, we have to ask certain significant questions.
Deb Katz is also a member of the Citizens Awareness Network. The group has been following nuclear issues in New York and New England for more than two decades. And Katz has one question in particular.
If Entergy didn't feel it had enough money in the decommissioning fund to clean up the site in a reasonable period of time, why should we believe that North Star could be able to?
Williams and Katz say they're worried that the answer involves cutting corners in ways that favor profit margins for the new owners over environmental responsibility to Vermont. Entergy had forecast decommissioning costs in excess of $1.2 billion. North Star says it can do the job with the $575 million that's in the decommissioning fund now, plus whatever gains that fund accrues between now and 2021, which is when the company says it would start in on the work. Scott State is CEO of North Star. With annual revenues of $650 million, State says North Star is the largest deconstruction and demolition firm in the world, and he says the company's specialized know-how in energy facility decommissioning will allow it to enjoy financial efficiencies unavailable to Entergy.
We're not looking to take shortcuts. We're not looking to do this project in a way that's unprofessional or otherwise not industry standard.
That State, addressing the Vermont Nuclear Decommissioning Citizens Advisory Panel back on December 1st, the panel was set up by the legislature to oversee decommissioning, and State assured members that North Star is up for the job. While North Star hasn't actually ever handled a nuclear plant that produces electricity, it has decommissioned smaller reactors at academic facilities. And he says the firm has brought on other partners, notably a French company called Areva, that have long nuclear decommissioning track records.
We believe that it's really, you know, a nuclear decommissioning dream team that we've been able to put together here.
Chris Williams and Deb Katz aren't convinced. They say the fact that North Star hasn't ever decommissioned an electricity-generating nuclear power plant should give regulators pause. They're also worried that the company won't get rid of all of the radioactive contamination on the site and in the soil underneath it. Here's Chris Williams again.
Are we going to get a dirty and cheap cleanup? Because that's all the money we have? And we believe that's unacceptable.
Deb Katz says the allure of a quick decommissioning could cloud regulators' judgment.
And it's hard because I understand how seductive it is for the state of Vermont to want to believe that this will work.
And with 40 other nuclear power plants set for decommissioning in the near future, they say the process in Vermont is critical.
And what happens at Vermont Yankee and what happens, you know, before our Public Service Board and the NRC with regard to Vermont Yankee are going to be pointed to in this process.
North Star CEO Scott State says his company has a self-interest in doing the job well. North Star will be the new owner, after all.
And when we get done with the site, we'd like it to be worth something. We'd like it to have a future use, and we'd like to put it to that future use.
The Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission will begin hearings to review the proposed sale later this month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.